Welcome back to the Short Commute Podcast. Pastor Drew, you were gone on vacation. Welcome back.
Thank you.
How was the trips?
It was wonderful.
Good
time of refreshment and good time with family, and glad to be back now.
Glad to have you back. While you were gone, we had Aaron Bach as a guest here, and we talked a lot more, 18 minutes more, about the Apostles' Creed. So thank you to those of you who stuck it out through that whole podcast. I don't want to spend a lot more time talking about that line, "He descended to hell," but I'm going to make one more comment that line, "He descended to hell," had been added later, which intrigued me. And so we went looking through some sources, and sure enough, in Calvin's Institutes, in Book 2, Chapter 16, it does say that that line was added later. Calvin spent some time really defending why it was important to have it in there. And again, I'm glad that it's in there. I'm happy to have it in there. But the defense that Calvin made was that the hell he experienced was on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's what we have been saying from the beginning. And so that whether or not, Calvin also made the point that First Peter verse that we had referenced in the last podcast, he also believes that Christ may have gone down to hell to announce his death, to preach his gospel. But Calvin says that that was sort of just an announcement that he made, and whether that happened immediately following his burial or whether that happened at a later date isn't clear. But anyway, so Calvin's summary maybe is, yes, there's something interesting there because it was added later, but it's important to have in there because what Christ suffered on the cross was not just physical death and torture. It was hell. It was being forsaken by God. Anything to add before we just move on?
No, we can move on.
And today we are doing what?
Today I thought it would be kind of fun after a couple of heavy weeks to just talk about a skill that at some point in your life you would like to acquire. And so I am curious if you have something in mind, some activity or skill that you would like to acquire, kind of a bucket list sort of thing. And so it just kind of gets at some of your interests and what you would like your interests to be.
So one skill that we don't currently have,
yeah,
we would like to add in our lifetime.
Yes.
One thing I've thought of doing is going and taking some electrical classes.
Oh.
That's something I know absolutely nothing about. I build speaker cabinets and can do some small soldering, but I would like to know how to build the amplifier portion as well. I think that would be fun to do in my old age, is sit in my garage and build guitar amps. But I know nothing about electricity, and from the little bit of reading I've done, people say, don't try to do it if you don't know it because you'll probably die.
Yeah, I've done a little bit of electrical work, and yes, I've gotten some shocks too that have deterred me from pursuing that, not knowing enough. So yeah, that's good. So that's actually a skill that builds on another interest of yours.
Yeah.
So that's very interesting. It's kind of completing the picture. Now mine, maybe this is going to sound strange, but a skill that I would like to acquire, an experience that I would like to have, is the experience of hunting. For instance, deer hunting. And I would like to have that experience sort of start to finish, in terms of, you know, actually shooting an animal and then skinning the animal and gutting the animal and actually processing the meat and that sort of thing, and then enjoying eating it. And I grew up in a household where we didn't do any kind of hunting. It's not like it was forbidden or frowned upon because we ate plenty of meat in my house. But, you know, my dad just wasn't a hunter. And so it's an experience I've never had.
Me either.
And I think that it's, you know, our eating habits and that sort of thing. I think that an appreciation of kind of what goes into that would be something that I would be interested in gaining.
That's a good one. I've never hunted either or shot an animal. I did really poorly in that cadet's badge, the gun badge.
Oh, was there a gun badge for cadets?
Yeah, we had little pump rifles,
oh,
BB guns.
Yeah.
and I was bad. I was a bad cadet anyways, but...
Huh.
So that's a good one. I think I would like to do that sometime, too.
And, you know, it's one of those, I guess it's not quite a skill that I'd like to acquire because, you know, I don't want to make it sound like you can just pick up a gun and go do that.
Yeah.
I guess it's more an experience that I want to have, and I don't really know whether I would enjoy it or not.
Yeah.
But it's one of those experiences that I would just like to have at some point in my life. And so, yeah, that was the first thing that kind of came to mind.
Have you ever heard of buck fever?
No.
Where when the deer is in front of you, you can't shoot
buck
fever? Do you think you would get buck fever?
Well, see, that's another thing. A lot of the hunters that I know, a lot of the deer hunters that I know, you know, they'll talk about going out and sitting in their blind for hours on end, and they'll talk about the deer that passed by that they decided not to shoot.
Right, yeah.
And see, for me, if I were to have that experience, it's not like I would be looking for the perfect deer to shoot, you know, like this a big... you know, big horns and, you know, eight point buck. I wouldn't shoot Bambi, but, you know, just to actually have the experience of, you know, shooting a legitimate animal.
See, I think I would get buck fever.
So you think that you would.
I would bump out.
Yeah, that's hard.
And again, not that I have a problem with hunting or anything. I'm just kind of a baby.
Sure. And having not killed anything except for in my car from time to time, you know, that's a good point. I don't know. Maybe it would come to that point and I wouldn't really have any desire to do it either. I don't know.
I rescued a baby bunny from my window well yesterday.
You did?
And I went through great lengths to not touch it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I probably looked like a small child.
Isn't that a myth that if you touch a baby bird or a baby animal that the mother won't come back near it? Is that why you didn't want to touch it?
No, I just didn't want to touch it.
That's you didn't want to touch it because you didn't want to get rabies or something.
Yeah, well, I just don't want to.
When I was a kid, I had a similar experience with my friend. We were walking through the woods and we found a little, I don't know if you call it a nest or a little burrow that was close to the surface with three baby bunnies in it.
Tons of them in my house if you want to step in.
And it was delightful. And when we uncovered it, we wanted to, you know, protect them and save them. And so we actually took them back to his house. And then we set them down to go tell my friend's mom what we had found and how should we care for them. And when we came back out the door, the dog had gone through each one and just, you know.
Oh, no.
It was one of those classic backfire type of things. So that's what that reminded me of when you just mentioned that.
Well, I need to get a dog because we've got like four rabbit holes in our backyard.
Well, you know, rabbits are a legitimate thing to hunt. You could gain the skill of making rabbits stew.
Well, yeah, if anybody hunts and wants to sit in my backyard for a while. I don't know if that's legal or not.
I don't know that would be either.
I borrowed a trap from the Heinens, and I didn't trap anything in months.
A live trap?
Yeah.
Okay. Huh.
I put carrots in there, lettuce, apples, nothing.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm not cut out to hunt, I guess, but that's a skill that maybe we could learn.
Okay. Yeah, you and me going out there next year, have the EMS on speed dial, I suppose.
I just learned just last year, and maybe it's common sense to most people, but when you hunt, you look around and you can, you know, everyone wears their orange, so you can see people, so you don't shoot people, that's a good thing. But you see where other people are, and if there's a deer between you and somebody else, you can't shoot the deer then.
Oh, really?
You got to wait until it's in an area where nobody's in the background, mm-hmm. which makes sense, but I had never thought of that before, so I would have just been firing wherever.
Yeah. I'm sure that there are some rules that would be helpful to know before you just go out and take the safety off,
I suppose. We would maybe need someone with us.
Yeah. But anyway, so, yeah, I don't know. That's an experience I'd like to have.
I like it.
I tend toward something like that a lot more so than doing electrical work. So.
Yeah. Well, if you've got suggestions, we'll take them. Thanks for listening again. We'll be back next week with another episode of the Short Commute Podcast.